This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Millions and millions of dollars have been spent, taxpayer dollars. Our attention has been focused not on actual matters of state or significance, but on the collusion story that apparently swung the 2016 election. Now we find out that the singular person at the center of that, this Russian lawyer, Veselnitskaya, has never been interviewed, she says, by the independent counsel. How can that be? And what does it tell us about the nature of this investigation? Joe DeGeneva has been watching carefully. He's a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and he joins us tonight. So I just want to say I don't have any esoteric information. I don't really know, but she says she has not been interviewed. If that's true, what does that tell us?
It tells us basically that this investigation by Mueller from the beginning has been a fraud. It had nothing to do with collusion by the Russians, and they knew that from the very beginning. Mr. Comey knew that from the very beginning because he knew that there was no basis for any of the FISA warrants, that there were no foreign agents of the Russian government involved in the case from the beginning, and that's why he refused to brief the Gang of Eight on Capitol Hill about the existence of the Russian probe and the dossier for months and months, because he knew if he briefed them, he would have to answer specific questions about the basis for the investigation, and no basis existed.
Can the, just as a procedural matter, but I think it's meaningful, can the FBI director say no to Congress when they say, come tell us about something that we're supposed to be overseeing? Can he just say no?
Well, he kept it from them. They didn't know that the Russian probe, the counterintelligence probe, existed. He kept it from them. Now, if they had asked him, he clearly would have lied about it, because he's lied about it ever since the opportunity arose. He unfortunately was confronted by the existence of the investigation and the failure to disclose it by a congresswoman during the initial investigations into this when the whole thing blew up.
It's unbelievable. So I would think that both parties, and Democrats think they're going to take control of the government at some point, and they may, they have an interest in having an FBI that they can trust, that we can all trust. So why is nobody on the left calling for charges to be filed against the former deputy director of the FBI, who, according to the IG, lied? Isn't that perjury? Wouldn't that warrant a prosecution?
Well, there's no doubt that McCabe should be prosecuted. Whether or not he will be remains to be seen. I tend to think that it's almost impossible not to. Now that they've charged Michael Flynn with lying,
right,
and George Papadopoulos and all these little people who've done absolutely nothing wrong, there's no way you can't charge Andrew McCabe. Remember, he's a senior government official, senior law enforcement official, lied under oath three times, according to the inspector general. No way he can't be charged
with
lying.
And just stop you there. We can be certain when the IG of the FBI issues its report that we can trust that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Mr. Horowitz has done an incredible job. There's no reason to doubt him. In addition, the internal watchdogs of the FBI themselves, their own Office of Professional Responsibility, their ethics watchdogs, said that he lied to them.
Web we weave when first we practice to deceive, right? This is most incredible. And the thing is that's galling, as Tucker says, and we've been saying, that this is our money. We're paying for this circus, ladies and gentlemen. Millions of dollars are being spent of the people's money, all brought to you by the Democrats and this deep state, as James Comey calls it. He doesn't really see himself as a deep state. Technical, you know, words, I guess. He's a ballast, you know. He's there to offer balance. He and this secretive group of Templars operating in the inner sanctum of Washington, D.C., supposedly looking out for our best interests because we're too stupid to figure it out ourselves, and that the founding fathers had to be, you know, out of their minds in a drunken stupor to think that the power should be given to the people. we the people just as non-existence in their aspect and in their utopian perspective of how a government should be run. Very interesting. We'll see how this plays out. I mean, this is reality TV right in front of our very own eyes, and one that we're spending a lot of money on. Hopefully it's entertaining and it comes to some victorious conclusion that is worthy of all the money that we've been spending, huh? 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got lots to talk about with our next guest, Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. He is the author of the best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Dr. Corsi, always an honor to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. My great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Well, your latest headline has a prediction. You say Mueller's days are limited.
I think his days are limited. I've been saying that, especially now that President Trump has appointed Rudy Giuliani, who I think is a very serious negotiator, Mueller is basically out of gas. I mean, as I pointed out in Killing the Deep State, the basic plot was a coup d'etat launched within the FBI. Pretty shocking, but it was a decision to remove Donald Trump from office one way or another. The initial plan was impeachment, and the method was to use this fusion GPS dossier as evidence of Russian collusion when even the FBI knew the document couldn't be validated and its claims could not be authenticated. So, you know, this was a fabrication from the beginning, and if all Mueller can do is indict 13 wacky Russians that posted some posts on social media during the campaign, but the Justice Department said did not affect the outcome
right.
of the election, did not collude with President Trump or with his campaign.
Well, didn't Clapper say it didn't even change one vote, essentially?
Change a vote.
Yeah.
It didn't basically change a vote. I mean, so, you know, Bill, if that's all that Mueller can do, he's out of gas.
Mm.
And what I point out in Killing the Deep State is Mueller's got some liabilities of his own. He was head of the FBI when the Clinton Foundation basically stole, I think, some $2 billion out of Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for the Clinton Foundation. Did not investigate the Clinton Foundation seriously, did not catch HSBC and massive money laundering of drug and terrorist money, and Comey was on the board of HSBC at the time. And Mueller was the cover-up artist who kept from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States the information that there was a uranium bribery scandal from Russia going on in the United States. Hillary made $147 million to her foundation on the Uranium One deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mueller is worth $18 million. You know, I wonder how many of these $18 million came from Democratic corporate goodies getting Mueller on boards and making sure Mueller was taken care of with corporate benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in his in-between times like Comey in and out of the Justice Department, which is, I guess, the deep state way.
Jerome, is it possible that this thing could blow up in such a way that, you know, Comey, Mueller, the deep state, you know, the ballast, as James Comey refers to himself, that they've created the shadow government. Is it possible that this thing could be really opened up?
Well, I believe it's going to be. I mean, what I predict in killing the deep state is that Donald Trump is going to turn the tables, and now the real planners, the real conspirators in the deep state planning this coup d'etat are going to be under criminal indictment. And, you know, this is, I think, it's why my book has been soaring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're now going to be on the New York Times bestseller list for 3 weeks in a row. And it's turning out that people who want to stand with Donald Trump are actually buying the book to show Comey and Mueller and others and their allies that the people in the United States are with Donald Trump. I think it's one of the reasons my book is doing so well.
Well, it definitely is a forthright book, one that has been that we've been longing for in the midst of all the fake news that's been bannered about. I mean, what you're exposing here, Jerome, is not only the deep state, but the collusion of the mainstream media.
Right, and the media is still banning me from shows. I mean, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox. Say nothing about ABC and the others, are not going to have me on. They don't want you reading Killing the Deep State because I'm exposing the FBI with the, you know, smoking gun proof that the FBI had launched this coup d'etat to remove Trump from office. And the mainstream media do not want the American people to hear that message that I really clearly convey in Killing the Deep State.
Well, when you consider James Comey, McCabe, Stroke, Lisa Page, you know, and the involvement with Mueller, I mean, this is quite the cabal. I mean, how do you turn your head? And, I mean, you just have to purposely ignore the truth here, don't you?
Well, that's, I think, you know, Bill, that's exactly the point of what Donald Trump has been doing very quietly, and the people supporting him is building in the American public the evidence of the real collusion with Russia, the real, which was the Democratic Party.
That was going to be my next question. Does this take down the Democratic Party? I mean, they have hopes of taking over the House and having incredible success at the midterm elections, but doesn't this potentially take down the Democratic Party as well?
Well, I think by the time we get the Inspector General's report, which is imminent now, we've already had some of it, you're going to see that the corruption in the Department of Justice, FBI, was rampant under Comey, Mueller. All these guys were really basically criminals, committing treason in their hatred of Donald Trump. And when the American people see this evidence, it's going to be hard to have confidence in the Democratic Party again. I read a whole chapter in my book, and Donald Trump's already referred to this in his press conference answering questions with the Prime Minister of Japan a couple of weeks ago, pointing out that Hillary Clinton and Podesta have been on the payroll of Putin. You know, basically, I show you the bank accounts, the offshore accounts, the transfer money from Russian organized crime figures close to Putin to Hillary and Podesta, who were selling military technology to Russia under the reset, including selling to Russia this hypersonic technology that Russia has used to make this new nuclear weapon we evidently can't shoot down.
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton, I mean, you talk about treason and Hillary Clinton, it's almost synonymous. But Main Street America looks at this, Jerome, and goes, what is taking the Department of Justice so long to really address this issue? And already we see, you know, as you predicted in your book, Donald Trump turning the tables, because as the operatives of this deep state, they're finding out that the boomerang they sent out is coming back on them now.
That's right, Bill, and that's going to continue.
Wow, and I got to tell you, in the name of the state, you know, of the rule of law and justice. The American people need this. They need this clearing out if we're going to get this country back on track, because it is so mired in inefficiencies. And what we've been saying from day one is that there are too many people already being rewarded for the ineffectiveness and for the manipulation of the deep state. And they don't want it to go away. And so they're going to go down fighting. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Our conversation with Jerome Corsi continues as we talk about killing the deep state right here on Bill Martinez Live. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bill Martinez live.
Broadcast fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi's latest book, Killing the Deep State, has soared to the top of Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and the Times bestseller list. He argues his book offers smoking gun evidence. High-ranking officials of the FBI and DOJ took steps in 2016 to ensure Trump's ouster if he was elected. Jerome, this recent bill that was, was put to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to protect the special counsel Robert Mueller. Mitch McConnell basically straight-armed it and decided not to take up the bill. That's especially telling, is it not?
Very much, Bill. I took that as a sign that this means that McConnell understands, his leadership in the Senate, that the days for Mueller's special prosecutor role are numbered. Mueller has been at this now for months, going on, I believe, to almost a full year.
Yes, exactly.
And has not really proved anything about Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said, this indictment against these 13 wacky Russians that didn't affect the election, they're never even going to come to the United States. They're not going to be extradited. They won't face trial. I mean, it's pointless. And I think we now know that, the whole narrative of this Russian collusion, I think President Trump is right, was invented by the Democrats when they, as an explanation of why Hillary lost. It goes back to the idea that the Democratic National Convention emails that WikiLeaks published were stolen because Donald Trump encouraged Russia to hack the computers and get the emails and give them to WikiLeaks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's no proof of that. And even Julian Assange at WikiLeaks has said repeatedly that Russia did not give him the emails and they did not originate with Russia in any way. The studies that have been done of the theft of the Democratic National Committee computers was published in Nation magazine by a group of former NSA, National Security Agency officials, said that the time of the theft was too brief. It could not have been a hack from the outside. It had to be an inside job, which strongly suggests Seth Rich.
Exactly. I was just going to ask you about Seth Rich's involvement here.
Yeah, I mean, he was a Democratic National Committee employee working in their IT, their technology division, and he had access to the computers. He was disgruntled when he learned that Hillary Clinton had basically rigged the primaries with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, at that time head of the DNC, against Bernie Sanders. And I think he stole these emails in revenge and got them to WikiLeaks. And everything Julian Assange has said, it confirms with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Donald Trump had no reason to know what was in those emails or to even have any idea that they'd be worth stealing. And the Trump campaign wasn't organized to try dirty tricks against Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was the Democrats basically who, you know, Hillary paid for the campaign and the DNC when Hillary controlled the DNC, paid for the Fusion GPS dossier to be done in Great Britain, okay, which is also a problem with Great Britain outside influence of the U.S. election. But the money went through a law firm, Perkins Coie, so when it showed up in the Federal Election Committee records, it didn't look like Hillary had paid for opposition research.
Mm-hmm.
This opposition research gets into the FBI, and Comey uses it three times. He signs for wiretap approval from the FISA court, using in part this Fusion GPS document and saying it provided evidence of Russian collusion, even though under oath Comey told Congress that the FBI could not validate that document or authenticate the information in it.
Mm-hmm.
Comey was lying one time or the other, and it looks to me like this whole thing was, you know, basically opposition research. Sounds like Sid Blumenthal to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, made up excuse to blame Donald Trump, trying to hurt Donald Trump during the campaign when the initial information came out about the theft of the DNC emails.
Mm-hmm.
And And then after the campaign, the FBI took this information and made it into a coup d'etat conspiracy, treason, by Strozek and Page, together with Andrew McCabe, number two in the deputy director of the FBI, figuring they would create a way to get Trump impeached. And, you know, Comey then leaks his memos to with his meetings with President Trump to the newspapers through a professor to get the special counselor appointed. I mean, all of this, Comey's, you know, neck deep into this, as well as McCabe, and the whole bunch of them were committing crimes left and right, leaking to the press, lying to the Congress or to the FISA court. And the shocking thing, which is, again, American people are about to really fully realize, is that President Obama and Hillary Clinton organized the wiretapping, electronic surveillance, of the opposition, the GOP, presidential candidate and campaign. That's never before been done in American history.
It's a modern-day Watergate, isn't it?
Worse than Watergate, because, you know, Watergate was a break-in, the DNC was a crime, but this is, you know, this is designed, as it continued with the electronic surveillance through the transition and into the Trump White House, these operatives, these deep state operatives and the FBI and the Department of Justice continued to press their coup d'etat plan, thinking that they could still get Trump impeached, even though they knew that the Russian collusion was a lie. That's at the heart of this. Mm-hmm. They were using a lie to try to remove from office Donald Trump, a president who had been duly elected, having won the Electoral College vote. That's a coup d'etat.
Exactly. Jerome, Seth Rich, do we know that he was sympathetic towards Bernie Sanders, or was it just that he just resented Hillary Clinton's manipulation?
From all the testimony of his friends and the like, it seems he was very sympathetic to Bernie Sanders, and he wanted it. But it was probably a combination. He probably, you know, believed that the primary process should be fair, and what Hillary did was through these super delegates. You know, Bernie Sanders was winning primaries, and yet Hillary would come out with nearly the same number of delegates or more because she controlled the superdelegates.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
This was, you know, this was an invention of the Democratic Party that the Republican Party does not have superdelegates, but it allowed the Democratic National Committee, and Hillary controlled the Democratic National Committee. Democratic National Committee was broke. Hillary lent the money on an agreement that Hillary took over the Democratic.
She would control it, exactly. We've got about a minute and a half, and I wanted to ask you about the referral of the Michael Cohen case to the Attorney General of New York. That's telling as well, is it not?
It is, and I think, you know, again, this was a disgraceful break-in to Michael Cohen's offices and everything else he owned. A dragnet, pull in everything he's got. And I think it violates the Fourth Amendment on, you know, unreasonable searches and seizures. This is a separate case and doesn't again appear to have anything to do with Russian collusion. You know, maybe Michael Cohen shouldn't have made the payment to the stripper, violating FEC laws, but it has nothing to do with Russian collusion. It wasn't a Russian stripper, and I don't think Donald Trump had ordered Russian salad dressing that day in Trump Tower.
Exactly. Oh, gosh. I'll tell you, the drama continues. But the big takeaway here, ladies and gentlemen, is the FBI's support of a coup d'etat, as Jerome Corsi puts it. And this is why his book is so compelling and is a bestseller. If you have not gotten your hands on it, you need to right away. Do not pass. Go collect $200. Get your hands on Killing the Deep State, the Fight to Save President Donald Trump. Jerome Corsi, thank you so much for being with us. Always an honor.
Bill, always my great pleasure. Thank you.
You take care. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the low
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Surely my God is the strength of my soul. Your love defends me. Your love defends me. And when I feel like I'm all alone.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. You know, you listen to what Dr. Jerome Corsi had to share about his book, Killing the Deep State, and all the collusion that's taken place. And what's really scary is when you talk about a coup d'etat here in America. Really? I mean, a coup d'etat by the FBI? This is really crazy stuff, and if this doesn't cause you to look to God for prayer and wisdom and how we need to address this issue and to speak truth to power, well, I'll tell you, it's going to take a lot of courage to dismantle what has long been established here. We want to talk about the American Legion and its Family First program. And let me give you a little bit of background, because we have the national commander of the American Legion with us, Denise Rohan. But a background here is U.S. Army veteran Denise Rohan made history on August the 24th last year when she became the first woman to be elected to the top position of the nation's largest veterans organization during the American Legion's 99th National Convention. The theme for her year, Family First. It's time to invite our community, she says, into American Legion post homes to show America what we're all about. There are families of deployed service members across the nation. There are Gold Star families who wonder if anyone truly understands their sacrifice. And there are young people in need of strong educational and patriotic programs. The American Legion family is ready to assist and lead in all these areas, she says. Denise Rohan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Appreciate you being here with us, Commander.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be with you today.
Well, my dad was a post commander. I'm a member of the Legion. Boy, I'll tell you, a lot, for full disclosure, I guess these days, because you have to kind of declare everything, to let you know that this interview is with prejudice and in support of your family first agenda. So tell our audience about it, if you would.
Well, the family first agenda comes from the fact that when you join the military, you end up getting a new family, and all through basic training and all of the training that you have from location to location, you have that family support network there. Now, I ended up being a military spouse as well. And as a military spouse, you come to understand how important not just the person in uniform is, but the spouses and the children mm-hmm. and that support that goes along with it. We found the American Legion family after we got out of the military and needed to still give back to the community in some way. And we found that in the American Legion Auxiliary, the Sons of the American Legion, our American Legion Riders, and all of the fantastic work that they're doing there. Now, you can always find out more information about the Legion at legion.org. That's our website.
Right.
You can spend a lot of time there searching that out. But as you know, you're part of the military, the American Legion family yourself.
Yes.
We do fantastic things.
Exactly. Well, Commander, I'm glad that you brought up the spouse, because I think that this has been something that had needed to be brought into the family concept, that it takes a family. You got the kids that are involved, the wives, the spouses involved in any kind of military deployment, any kind of military involvement. They're key to the success of our individual service members, are they not?
They are key. And when we go to deployments and we ask our military heroes, what can we do to make sure you have one less worry while you're gone? They tell us to take care of their families.
Amen.
And so that's one of the big things that we do, is we're there to, as that support network.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to military kids who mom or dad have been gone 5, 6, 7 deployments. They've been gone those many years, and their kids are sort of, they're being resilient and they're being, you know, very supportive as they can, but they're still worried about mom and dad, or as are their mom or dad. Or
mm-hmm.
It's just that family connection. What better group to take care of our military families than the American Legion family, who's lived it themselves and they know what it's all about.
Exactly. You think of the number of deployments. How much lost time do you have there on these deployments with the service members on behalf of we the people, protecting our national interest and defending us on the international stage, such as they are? At what cost do their individual families pay? I mean, to hear these kids say that, I mean, it just tugs at your heart.
Yep. I met an 8-year-old whose dad had been deployed 5 different times.
Wow.
So 5 years out of this 8-year-old's life, his dad's been gone. And the last time his dad left, he said, "I don't miss him anymore. I just don't miss him."
Oh,
that's wrong.
That's heartbreaking. Let's talk about Memorial Day. I know you got plans for it. Where are you going to be?
For Memorial Day this year, I'm going to be over in Europe visiting their troops that are serving over there. We have a lot of veterans who still live over there, American Legion post over in Europe. Mm-hmm. The American Legion was actually founded in Paris, France, back in 1919 by our World War One.
Right.
We have a lot of U.S. military cemeteries over there also, which we'll be doing some wreath laying and remembrance over there.
Oh, that's going to be a special time, needless to say. So let's talk about the important issues facing the veterans today, Commander. Break it down for us.
Well, the important issues is the VA healthcare system. Now, right now, we do not have a Secretary of Veterans Affairs. We're watching that process go, but we want to make sure that our legislators understand that the American Legion feels that the VA hospital system is a system that's worth saving. We do want to make sure our veterans get the health care they need. We also are very concerned about veteran suicide rates, the treatment, proper treatment for post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, all of those invisible wounds of war. And, of course, we want to have that strong support for our military families and our veterans' families as well. We just want to make sure that the nation knows how much the American Legion cares. We put our uniforms on. We want to make sure that this country was taken care of. And we want to make sure that what we fought for is never forgotten.
Exactly.
We're in the forefront.
Mm-hmm. Well, the American Legion, as you stated, founded in 1919. I think a surprise for some people to realize it was founded in Europe. But here it is, and it definitely was needed. But explain to our audience why it is needed.
Well, the American Legion is needed for that extra We are a lobbying organization. We're nonpartisan. So our working along with everybody we possibly can out in Washington and across the nation and show that support. The louder our voice can be, the better. Right now we're about 2 million members, and we have millions of other veterans who are eligible for the American Legion. We hope they'll join us, join our cause as we go to Washington, continue to hold our legislators' feet to the fire.
Exactly.
Make sure the veterans are taken care of, and that we get our new secretary in place and can just continue to move forward and improve the systems that we have.
Yeah, without a doubt. Commander, I'm told that you have an interesting story to share regarding the first time you tried to join the American Legion. Tell us about that.
Well, when I first tried to join the Legion, there was a Legion recruiter there trying to recruit my husband, and I identified myself as eligible, and he told me that women join the auxiliary, which women do join the auxiliary, and I am a member of the American Legion Auxiliary. They're a wonderful organization, but I'm a veteran, and I was eligible for the Legion. Now, a couple years later, we moved to another town, and they welcomed me in, and they said, yeah, of course you could be a member. And through the American Legion experience there, they taught me about all of our four pillars, taught me about what we do and how we get connected to the community, and I eventually rose to the level of being the state commander in Wisconsin. And as state commander, I got to go visit that first post that denied me membership, and when I got there, they had a picture of me on the wall and a sign above it that said, she could have been a member of this post. Remember, women are veterans, too.
Amen.
So they're turned around just a little bit since then.
Well, that's good. Well, the American Legion is the nation's largest veteran service organization with about 2 million members and 13,000 posts worldwide, whose members are involved in community-based support of vets, service members, and their families. The American Legion is strongly committed to helping veterans and military families with its outreach programs and lobbying efforts as a new generation of returning veterans reintegrate into our communities. Commander, remind everybody where our good listeners can go for more information about the American Legion.
For more information about the Legion, legion.org, legion.org. It's just that simple.
Well, Commander Denise Rohan, elected national commander of the 2 million member American Legion on August 24th last year in Reno, Nevada, and during the 99th National Convention of the nation's largest veterans organization. The theme this year, Family First. Denise, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal, will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stand the heat? Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, no doubt it's a time for courage here across this country, huh? 14 minutes before the top of the hour right now. You know, with all that that's being discussed, and that is, can be disgusting, I guess, in the issues that are before our country, you know, what about health care, you may ask, huh? Did we forget about health care? Is health care just kind of gone by the wayside here in the midst of all the Russian collusion and the distraction that has occupied our minds? Unless you happen to be dealing with some sort of health issue, the rest of the conversation nationally about healthcare has gone by the wayside. We've got Senate Republicans complaining about Obamacare again. This is a bit rich, you know. You can think about it. This time they're upset the federal government isn't spending enough money to prop up the health law insurance exchange. I mean, is this just about the midterm elections? Maybe they're trying to survive some way? Well, Sally Pipes is with us. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, and she understands exactly what's going on. Sally, thank you for being with us. How are you?
I'm well, and thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, so let's talk about this. This, you know, you had Republicans saying repeal, replace, and now they're complaining as Obamacare has been dismantled one phase after another. Now they're saying, well, wait a minute, it's going by the wayside. I guess they're picking up from the Democrats' complaint that the reason it's going by the wayside is because the Republicans aren't putting any money behind it.
Well, I mean, what we have to realize is that the Republicans ran on a strategy in 2016 for repeal and replacement of Obamacare. And, of course, it didn't happen last year in 2017. A number of bills were tried, but in the end, Senator Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said, I'm not bringing any more bills forward. They're not going to pass. So, fortunately, President Trump last fall in October introduced a couple of executive orders, one to allow association health plans where small employers and self-employed could get together and put together a bigger pool and therefore offer insurance, along with the idea of the short-term plans, the skinny plans, which, of course, the Democrats are saying are crappy and they're junk exchange, but they are there for a reason and they're opening up the market. Then in December, the tax reform package ended, the individual mandate starting in January 2019. So there have been a lot of things. But I think that, you know, some of the Republicans who are up for re-election, particularly those in the House and some senators, are going to maybe have a more difficult time because they didn't follow through with their promise to repeal and replace Obamacare. It is, you know, it is failing, but on the other hand, it wasn't fully repealed and replaced.
Exactly. So where are we with these associations? I mean, because the whole idea is that in terms of replacement, you've got to give people an exit ramp. And, okay, fine, Obamacare is not in existence, so where are we going? There's some people you're not going to be able to satisfy, like that one woman that was in the town hall yelling, look it, I pay a dollar for my Obamacare, don't take that away from me. Well, you know, that's not realistic, you know, to be able to handle that particular issue, is it?
Well, I think, you know, as I say, Obamacare was not repealed and replaced. The elections are very important. But there's no question Obamacare is, you know, in a disastrous situation. And, you know, we turned the whole American healthcare system upside down for 2018, only 11.8 million people on the exchanges, 2017, 12.2 million, 2016, 12.8 million people. It's a small number when you look at our population. Mm-hmm. And what we found was that the young people, the young invincibles, I'm not in that age group anymore, but, you know, they were hoping that the administration thought that 40% of the exchange people would be young people who would be paying for coverage on the exchanges to help cover the older and sicker people. And in fact, only 26% of the enrollment on the exchanges were the young invincibles, because they said, why am I going to pay $300 to $500 a month for coverage when I'm not going to get sick? Mm. So naturally, premiums have increased, deductibles have increased on the exchanges. And, you know, it's turned into a disaster. And that's why association health plans and these short-term plans for people in the individual market are a great way to open up the market. Mm-hmm. We need competition. We need more types of plans, not doubling down on government involvement in our healthcare system.
Well, the whole situation, looking, as you say, to the invincibles, the other part of that decision-making was the invincibles were already paying for Social Security. You know, they're caught in this Ponzi scheme and paying out to it, and what are they going to get, you know, from there? And then the government says, oh, but there's more, and we've got this wonderful health care program, and we need you to invest your dollars on top of all the other things. And, oh, yes, $1 trillion of tuition debt to swallow down, too. You know, we're just burdening this next generation of young people, these invincibles that are coming up. And, you know, they're asking the basic question of what's in it for me.
Well, absolutely. You know, the latest poll that came out from Washington Post Kaiser showed that 51% of Americans now that were polled support a single-payer healthcare system, Medicare for all, which means there would be no private insurance at all. Mm. And of that, and 74% of the people polled that were Democrats support single-payer. So, I mean, I think this is very interesting. Gallup showed that, and even Paul Krugman agreed, that healthcare is the number one domestic policy issue on people's minds in the upcoming election. So it's going to be very interesting as Obamacare is imploding, the push for single payer between Bernie Sanders, Medicare for all. Then we're seeing, you know, the new Choose Medicare Act from two senators, Merkley and Murphy, which would mean that there would be a public option. Individuals and employers could put their people onto Medicare rather than having private coverage. We have a Medicaid buy-in bill from Brian Schatz from Hawaii. We have a Medicare buy-in bill from Tim Kaine and Michael Bennett that would mean Medicare for individuals only. And so I think this is the really frightening thing as Obamacare,
exactly,
you know, implodes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this plays into the hand of what Jonathan Gruber and Barack Obama had designed. They said one way or another they were going to, you know, get the people into single payer. And so out of desperation and, you know, because the Republicans weren't able to fulfill their promise, people's hands are up. The white flag of surrender is being flown now. And here we are. We're gonna look at some sort of a single payer option. And as you say, that's a scary concept. But you know, what's the alternative? And we're gonna try to debate this during a midterm election over you know, a couple of months with people that are going to. I mean, they're not looking at this in an educated way. It's more of an emotional response, is it not, Sally?
It definitely is, and I think, you know, my job is to educate Americans on why a Medicare for All system, where, i.e., where private coverage is totally banned. I'm Canadian. I grew up under single payer. The average wait today from seeing a primary care doctor to getting treatment by a specialist is 21.2 weeks. That's over 5 months, up from 9.3 weeks, about 2 months, back in 1993. And so people think, oh, it sounds easy. You know, we won't have to have insurance. The government will pay all of our bills. Well, the government may pay all of the bills, but the fact is that care is denied. That's how they keep their costs down. And so if you need an MRI in Canada, the average wait is 3 months. And so, you know, people in America don't understand what it means when all private coverage is banned. And the Democrats have really pushed, you're right, Jonathan Gruber and Barack Obama, I think that their long-term goal always was Obamacare will not work, and therefore it's failing, therefore we need to go to single payer. And Obama said that when he was a senator from Illinois. So this was the long-term vision, and it's happening, and my job is to educate Americans so this will not happen, because Americans will not want to find out that they have to wait for their care, because Americans, as my mother would say, are much more impatient than Canadians or Brits who are suffering from these long waits.
Well, look at the situation now again that we find ourselves seeing internationally with a socialized healthcare system in England. Case in point, you've got another child. The parents are fighting for this this baby's life, and this is what socialized medicine gives you, where the government, everything that the Republicans argued about in terms of rationing out health care and decisions made by government, non-elected government officials, this is what's going on in Britain today. Why can't America see this?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, the OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, came out with a new study a couple of months ago studying nine developed nations that have so-called universal coverage. Canada was the only one of those countries that actually banned private insurance for anything medically necessary. Great Britain does allow private health insurance to run parallel, and about 10% of Brits have private coverage. But just read the headlines in the British newspapers. The National Health Service is a disaster. NHS orders Britain to cancel 50,000 surgeries as third world conditions devastate hospitals. NHS hospitals facing serious shortages of vital equipment. I mean, all of these things. Patients are urged to get on ferries and the Eurostar for treatment in France amid NHS's winter crisis. So, you know, I think, and particularly, you know, in the U.S. with the nurses being so militant about single payer. Well, the average starting salary for a nurse in the UK in the NHS is $22,000.
Wow.
GPs earn between 80 to 120. I think these people love this system. Why don't they move to Britain? They need doctors and nurses and see how they like it.
Exactly.
It is a disaster.
Well, there's nothing like reality that hits you right in the face to open up your understanding, but do we have to wait until we fall off the roof to realize the law of gravity is in effect?
Right, exactly. So, well, we hope not. And so I'm, you know, I just, as I say, it's just very, very important, because the American people, you know, you don't think about your health care until you need to use
exactly.
it. And that's one of the issues, of course.
Yeah, and that's exactly what President Obama and Jonathan Gruber understood, and we played right into their hands. Sally Pipes, President, CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. Sally, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon.